why do I do these recordings? The reason is, your whole life you've been lied to, and the whole system is against the believers, against the Bible. And I'm trying to show you that you're not crazy, they are. They want to isolate you and make you think you're crazy. They want to harass you, make you think you're crazy, gaslight you, make you think. Here's what happens when you first get saved. They try to provoke you to make you mad. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, you're not saved, you got mad. They just keep on and on and on, and they're all a fractal of each other. They're all the same. And I know it happened to you because it happens because it's a progression. Everything that Jesus went through, you got to go through. And everything other believers go through, you go through. It might not be as extreme, but it's going to be there. When you're young, when you're new in the faith, before you even know what eternal security is, the Pentecostals will show up and say, oh, if you don't speak in tongues, you ain't saved. Oh, you got angry. You lost your salvation. You got drunk. You lost your salvation. The devil wants to make you believe it's your works instead of the finished work of Christ. The devil wants you, through his people, his goats, and his legalists, that it's faith plus works. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus, the devil wants you through his minions and through his goats and through his legalists and through his Jezebels to make you think you're crazy. You said a curse word, you're not saved anymore. That's what he's trying to do. Make you think that you really didn't get saved. As you grow and get secure and more secure, the battles become even more convoluted. They actually send agents. They send agents to your world. They actually send people to marry you. They'll try to get you married to one of them, one of the religious kinds. They don't care. They don't care if they marry you or not, because they're not going to be faithful anyway, or they don't see marriage as a sacred thing. They'll marry you, and then they'll be cheating. And then when they're lying, and you get mad because they're lying, they'll say, you need to be on some kind of drug. You have a temper. You need to be, yeah, I have a temper. I don't want no liar in my face. I'm tired of a liar. I'm tired of looking at a liar. I'm tired of your mama being in my world and my business. Get her out of my face. Get her out of my ear gate. I don't want to see her. She's a liar. She's a schemer. She's a manipulator. Well, you're just mean. Yeah. If you want to call it that. But they try to... No, you're the one mean because you're trying to put some kind of gaslighting situation on me. And you're trying to force me to listen to and be around liars, and I don't want to be around them. I don't care if it is your bloodline. I don't want to be around no liar. You're going to enable a liar? And the battles get worse and worse. I mean, the devil's a slick creature. And he works through his people. And his people are religious. Religious but lost. They're religious but lost. You can see through the people who are just of the world, you know. But the ones that come in and say, I'm saved, but they're lying through their teeth all the time. They're the religious but lost. So why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep doing it? Because I want you to realize you're not crazy. The whole system's crazy. You're not crazy. I've gone many years now with very few phone calls where I have a long conversation. And you know what I found out? I found out by cutting off 99% of the people that used to call and be telling a bunch of lies and that full of worldly wisdom, that you have peace. That you were losing your peace through these people. They were stealing your peace. Do you understand what I'm saying? They were stealing your peace. Just even talking to them. Just having a conversation with them. It was like, where did my peace go? I just had a phone call with somebody who claimed to be a friend, but everything they said was contrary to the scripture. Everything they said was the worldly wisdom. You see what I'm saying? But when you cut them off and your peace is steady state, you realize that, wow, 90% of the people are tied up in worldly wisdom and they don't even know it. And when they call you, they might cloak it for the first 5 minutes, but after that, it just goes into the world, you know. You lose your peace. And they try to make you think you're crazy when you're not the crazy one. They are.